Welcome to the weekly hotspot. I'm Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. I'm here with my BFF, Ms. Delia of Beg4Mistress.com. And you're here for the weekly hotspot. The focus this week, chastity, cock-locked baby. I am a chastity mistress. Ms. Delia, you are also a chastity mistress. Mm-hmm. You write about chastity a lot on your blog, begformistress.com. What is the most common question you get from someone curious about chastity?
Ooh, I like that. Okay. So I don't get a lot of questions just about people who are curious about chastity. I think by the time a person gets to me, they want chastity. So my questions that I get are, I would say, more focused on how do I do it? Can you do it with me? But probably the most common question for someone who I would say is new to chastity is, how do I find a device? What devices are out there? So they come to me, they know what they want, and then it's just the process of how to do it.
I get a lot of people who are unsure whether or not they want chastity.
Right.
They're intrigued by it. They know that they like tease and denial. They know that they like the woman in charge, the femdom, the dominatrix who's going to give them cock control, that kind of thing. So they come and they're like, I'm not really sure. Have you ever had someone who comes to you and says, I think I want chastity? You go through all of the details, getting the cage and all that kind of stuff. They put on the cage and then they're like, nah, I fucking hate this.
I would say that I've probably had that happen once or twice, but more often than not, I will speak to people who have chastity cages already, who have been playing with them, who've experimented with different cages and things like that. And they're not like, nah, they're like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. Can you help me to figure out what to do with this?
You bring up a great problem. So let's talk cages first.
Okay.
Because even if someone already has a chastity device, maybe it's not good for long-term chastity. And I don't mean like years and decades of chastity. I mean something over 4 or 5 hours. You can jam yourself into pretty much anything and it doesn't hurt for several hours.
Right.
But you've really got to be careful if you're going to be wearing that sucker. I mean, the skin on the balls is thin.
Yes, it is.
It can get rubbed raw. And once those puppies get rubbed raw, you're not fucking in chastity or panties or playing or nothing because your balls hurt. And even if you like having your balls hurt, this is not that fun kind of hurt. Chastity cages. Let's talk cock locks.
Okay. Let's start with the kind I think that you are describing that I would call the inexpensive cages. You can
kind of a starter cage.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like a starter marriage.
Sure. Kind of like chastity in a way.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, this is what I tell people, hey, you want tease and denial, you just need to get married. Yes. And the guys are like, that's why I'm calling you, mistress. I am currently in chastity and getting denial from my wife, but it's not very sexy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Starter cages. You can look on Amazon. You can Google starter cages, and you can find these really inexpensive. I've seen them as low as, say, $10 to $20, maybe as high as $30, which is about 10% of, you know, what a really phenomenally good cage is going to cost you. If you look at the reviews, if you talk to anyone who's been in them, and I have, and you probably have too, they fall apart.
And they don't work for chastity.
They don't work.
Like, you know, you can put a lock on there. You can put the numbered bands on there and stuff. And the guy is like, oh, I was just able to fucking pull it off. But the value of these cheap cages gives the guy like a sense of, do I want a device on me? In my underwear or in my panties, it gives like a sense of whether or not they do in fact want to spend the money on something more expensive. So I often tell people, you know, if you've never done chastity before, get one of those cheap ass cages. You're not going to stay in it. They're not really worth it. But $10, I mean, geez, that's a happy meal.
Not for him, though, not when he's in it. Although I guess it depends. But yeah, no, I think that you bring up such a good point. And that would be the one thing that those really cheap, inexpensive, and cheap cages would be good for, kind of showing what the feeling would be like. But if you get one of those cages and you're listening to this podcast, remember, that's not your permanent cage. It can't be. It won't work right.
And there is nothing, here's the thing that I know about guys that are interested in chastity and women like us who are interested in chastity. It's not like this pretend thing. I mean, we might end up doing fantasies about chastity because we do distance domination and phone sex fantasies. We might do that. But I've noticed that the chastity guys actually want the reality, which is entirely possible with distance domination and on the phone, email, Skype with either of us. But you have to set it up so he's not able to just kind of look at the cage, wiggle his hips from side to side, and the cage drops off.
Right.
You have to actually be able to secure it. That means something better than the cheap ones.
Exactly.
Which do you like? Hard plastic, silicone, or metal?
Ooh.
Now that's a tough question, isn't it?
That's a tough one. And every man has a preference, I would think. I would say the most common that I hear about are the hard plastic, like the CB series, or the silicone, like the bird-locked chastity devices, or the Bond 4 chastity device. Those are all good.
The great one for the silicone is, you know, the pink ones for sissies.
Oh, yeah. And
silicone and even the hard plastic, the pink ones, you know, you can get like festive little colors.
You can.
So if you're locking sissy in chastity for feminization training, or just because sometimes sissies are naughty and need to be locked in chastity, then it's great to get some of those hot pink colors.
Oh, it's true. It's true. They do have decorative cages now. Every, you know, plastic silicone company has something decorative about them. I mean, really fun stuff, cool stuff. And if you're into a little bit of CBT, they even have like little, I've seen the silicone ones that come with little silicone spiky nubs inside. So that when you do get hard, it gives you that good kind of pain.
And that, when you get the one that has the, they call them spikes, but they're not really spikes. They're not going to puncture the skin. But, those suckers can hurt.
They can.
So you combine that with a little bit of tease and denial. And of course, he's getting hard. Or you put that in a rotation with some of his chastity assignments. You in particular are great about putting together a chastity schedule.
Love it.
And we're still going to talk about cages. Delia and I both have the same opinion about the absolute best cage going. I want to save that for just a minute. Let's talk a little bit about how to schedule something.
I think if you're just starting chastity, I get a lot of information and then I create a schedule. And the schedule is going to be dependent upon one thing. what is your orgasm frequency? And I expect men to be very honest with me. Because I think when you're starting chastity, and I'm speaking to guys who really just are starting out at this point. So that's what I'm talking about. I think you need to be honest with your mistress when she's creating a chastity schedule for you so that it's not unrealistic. I try to make things very attainable and very realistic when planning that first schedule.
You know, that first schedule, that's like especially important. If mistress says, okay, so wear the chastity device for 2 hours. Let's check for rubbing. Let's check for, you know, any issues or problems and comfort level, etc. And then if the submissive is like, okay, she said 2 hours, but I'm going to wear it for 18. Bitch.
That's not following directions.
No.
Bad submissive, bad.
And no. I had that happen to me once and
really?
I learned from it. And now I tell people, there's going to be a temptation. You have a new toy. You want to play with the new toy all the time. Mm-hmm. If you do, you're going to break your dick toy.
Yep.
And trust me.
Other toy.
Yes.
You don't want to break that one.
Yeah, you don't want to break the main toy. So pay attention.
Right.
We're going to get back to the schedule in just a minute. Mm-hmm. But let's dip back into favorite cock locks.
I
expensive.
Absolutely love mature metal. Expensive, but worth it.
Absolutely.
So worth it. There's something to be said for quality and customization.
Talk to folks about the customization.
Oh, boy. Okay. So just a little aside here. There are, if you go to theweeklyhotspot.com, the blog, and you type in mature metal in the search, you will absolutely be able to find two other podcasts where there have been interviews with the owner and his key holder. So the owner of Mature Metal and his key holder, and that's all that I'm going to say about that because you really should listen to those. They're on my blog, begformistress.com, under the audios tab, both episodes in full, because they're two of the best shows we ever did. And they will talk a lot about the customization, but I want to talk about the thing that just impresses me so much. You can pay, I think it's $10 for a pair of cock sizing rings. And they send them to you in the mail. And they are these wonderful, I mean, you basically get a fucktastically good set of cock rings that you can use and you can play with. They come with instructions. Jack still has his from way back when. And it's awesome. So they give you that. And on their website, maturemetal.com, they give you everything that you need to do to provide them with your measurements. It's awesome. So you really get something that's custom fit to your penis, your testicles, everything, so that it fits right without any pain. And that's different than any device that's plastic or silicone that I've seen.
And you know, one of the things that I really like about this, Mature Metal, when you have a chastity device that is measured just to you. One, I think it's more intimate and more personal than sort of buying something off the rack. It's like clothes that are tailored to your body, fit better, more comfortable than something that you buy off the rack. But I think it's also an indication that you are actually making an investment in your chastity. This is actually a great vetting process for me because there's a ton of guys that want lots and lots of attention. They think because they're in chastity, they have the right to have unlimited access to mistress. Well, no, you don't have unlimited access to mistress. I'm a chastity mistress. I understand you're frustrated, but some of those times are sessions. Don't do a 20-minute call, get cock-locked, and then have me spending 5 hours a week emailing back and forth with you. That's not how this works. Mature Metal helps weed the people out that aren't really serious about it. My favorite mature metal one, I just love the look of it, is the Queen's Keep.
Oh, that is a beautiful one. Isn't it a beautiful one.
Just, you know, sloping. Oh. It just looks like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, kind of like a ski slope in the Alps. And it's just, I don't know.
A ski slope in the Alps for your dick. I love
it.
Woo!
It's like, do you have a favorite?
For your dick. I do. Yes. I actually have two that I love. I will give a shout out for the Watchful Mistress. The name just speaks to me. It's such a pretty, you know, kind of design. I love it so much. But I would have to say my very favorite is the Jailbird. Because when you're talking about being cock-locked, you want a device that's going to do exactly that. And the Jailbird, I think, is perfect. Perfect. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I like about mature metal as well, we had talked about little spikes that are built in with, I believe, they note on their website when you look at the different devices, they have a spike strip that's metal. Now, the spikes are rounded, so they're not going to stab you again, but they have a spike strip that's an add-on to those devices that it's compatible with. It's just delicious.
Talk a little bit about distance key holding and some of the workarounds that we've come up with.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. One of the big questions that, you know, a guy might have is, mistress, why can't I just send you the key? And the really simple answer is because it's distance domination. And, you know, I go out for a jog and something happens and I get sucked up by a tornado and I have this key on my desk. No one knows whose it belongs to and whose it is. It gets thrown out. And then you don't have a key for your chastity device. It's
or
just
a mistress
not
if you've gotten sucked yeah. by the tornado. So mm-hmm. he's out a mistress mm-hmm. and a key.
And a key.
Right. And yeah. it's if you've got a really good chastity device, that's a trip to the emergency room.
Right.
And or, even if yeah. he has a medical fetish, trust right. me, yeah. the cute doctors and the cute nurses that you see in latex nurses' outfits in porn, femdom mm. porn, they don't look like that in the ER. They're in scrubs no. and they're grumpy. And your yeah. dick is locked up, getting cut off. Not festive.
Not the dick, the device.
I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your dick is locked off. Fine. The device is getting cut off. Yes.
My goodness. Oh, yeah.
So there are plastic locks.
Yes. Plastic numbered locks that you can take a picture of every day, standing in front of your computer with the date clearly showing, standing with a newspaper, writing something specific that a mistress tells you to write. You can do that and just show the numbers and things like that every single day. A picture in mistress's email box.
So the plastic locks with the picture, it's kind of like the proof of life in a kidnapping. Instead
no
of doing
doubt.
The proof of life, you're providing proof of being locked up.
Exactly. And can I tell you, though, I have to tell you, this is one thing that kind of is irking. And I know that there are men out there who love to do this, but it gets a little annoying. Like, I like the proof of life maybe once a week if I've told you to be in chastity for a week. But I'm going to make a point here. If you are locked in chastity and you are working with a chastity mistress, you have to bring, you know, kind of your A game, and you also have to be committed, and there has to be a certain level of trust that is given between mistress and chastity pet. Because I think, you know, all these little extra things, instead of just focusing on the chastity, they become sometimes just arduous at best.
Are you politely talking about the needy submissive who gets in chastity and suddenly fucking loses his mind and wants your attention 24/7?
I think that there's a bit of that, but there should be, yeah, if you're in chastity with Mistress Delia, I will be blunt about it. If you are in chastity with me, I need you to have a certain amount of independence. And as part of a chastity schedule, as we discussed, we're going to have plenty of times to check in because I'm going to make sure that you're checking in with me X amount of times a week. And if you're a beginner, maybe X amount of times a day, your first time. But chastity is, I think, almost, I'm going to say it, a spiritual kind of process in many ways that you go through on your own. And if you're just doing a lot of tasks and you're missing out on that, a lot of like ridiculous questions and neediness, you have to figure it out on your own and get into the experience on your own because it's just beyond anything you've ever done, that headspace.
I absolutely agree. I'm a little bit different in that I'm fine with a check-in email every day showing the numbered plastic lock. I'm fine with that, but I will send back a quick response. I'm also fine if somebody wants to talk to me every single day for an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. I'm totally fine with that. My time is my time. So if you want to talk to me for 3 hours a day, that's 3 hours worth of session time.
Right.
And I'm fine. If he wants, I mean, God, my longest phone sex call was 13 hours. I'm totally fine with long amounts of time, but I'm a chastity mistress. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your wife. And I don't want someone intruding into my personal time or my work time because they have, quote, offered up their dick to me. That is what we call a do me submissive. We'll talk more about the do me submissive later, but we've got just a couple more minutes left. Let me just briefly mention traveling. And if you're in a marriage or you've got a girlfriend, and you can't stay cocklocked all the time. Couple things. Chastity without a cage. You can use a lidocaine cream. Don't get something like Icy Hot. I'm not talking about menthol cream. Look in the ingredients. It's generally 4% lidocaine. It's a numbing cream. That can help for most people. So if you get an erection, then rub that lidocaine cream all over your dick. You still feel horny, just like when you're in chastity, but you lose your hard on because your dick is numb. It's fabulous. And then there's just the people that gut it out through sheer force of will and obedience to mistress. So that's what you
amazing
do
to me.
Traveling or with your wife and girlfriend, it's possible to be in a chastity protocol and still have sex. That doesn't count against your chastity protocol.
Exactly.
But it has to be organized. You got to get with your mistress about that and sort that out. Now, Delia, you mentioned just very quickly lockbox. Talk to folks about that. That's actually the best for key holding.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I have someone who is working with a lockbox, and this has been the thing that works the best. He got two lockboxes, got them on Amazon. They're inexpensive. They are plastic. They have a 4-number code. He's lucky. He has a friend that will hold one for him. She has the code. I have the second code. So I have the emergency key code. Keeps it in his truck, gets on a Skype call, a session with me. I have him test it out, set the code, open it up, and then when I know that that works, we do the code and he can't open it up. It's awesome. Now, for this person, the fun thing that I've been able to do to make it more like a real key holding experience, dispatchers are holding the code. Just a little note about this person. If he calls in for chastity code, this is it. And it's the 4-number code, and that's that. So that's a fuck ton of fun. He of course, emails me, Skypes me first to ask for the code, and if not, gets it from the dispatcher.
This is an emergency backup plan. No matter what you're doing with the key, make sure that you have a backup plan. This doesn't apply if you're in a starter chastity cage. I mean, who cares? You can easily slip your balls out of that one. But if you're in a real chastity cage and it's actually locked, it will need to be cut off. So make sure that you've got these emergency backup plans. And for God's sake, make sure that you talk to someone that actually knows about chastity. Delia and both do chastity in our personal lives. So we bring that experience to our distance domination. Chastity is something that is great as a fantasy, but as you move from fantasy to reality, make sure that you get a playmate who is safe, who knows what they're doing. Now, remember, these are just general tips that we've given you about chastity. You can call either of us or both of us at the same time. The phone number is 1-800-601-7259. Our listeners have probably heard us talk about the naughty, sexy activities in the virtual world. You should check out our blog, virtualworldphonesex.com. You can get a chastity cage in Second Life. There's something called an RLV chastity device. That means mistress locks you up in the virtual world. Check it out.
We also have a question from last week's podcast on cocksucking. He's a guy who is curious about cocksucking, but like many, hasn't done it yet in real life. Curious George wants to know, where is the best place to start and how to approach it?
I say the virtual world is perfect.
I agree. We'll be talking more about Second Life in the next hotspot. Be sure to tune in next week. Remember, you can always download any episode from our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. You can keep up with me by following my blog, begformistress.com, or send me an email, delia@enchantrixempire.com. Have a wonderful week, and remember, stay sexy and stay hot.